Healthy soils lead to a healthier bottom line for farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Williamsport, Indiana farmer Rick Clark in yesterday's show. He was part of a panel discussion at a recent Heritage Foundation event on pesticides in agriculture. Clark says he was able to eliminate glyphosate use by adopting regenerative ag practices.
We figured out a way to work without it. We just need to be able to teach the larger group of farmers how to be able to farm. And the consumer needs education here as well. I truly believe that the consumer walks into a grocery store and they believe that, why would our government have anything on that shelf that's harmful for me? I truly believe they think that.
Clark says, however, the cold turkey approach won't work.
If we were to take glyphosate away tomorrow, it would be sheer chaos in the farming community. And you think food's expensive now, it will go even higher. But once this is implemented correctly, properly, given the proper time, we can do this.
Clark transitioned his farm to certified organic production, and crop practices and biologics now substitute for previously used pesticides. I'll have Clark back tomorrow to talk about the impact on end users. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.